From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Verizon Wireless, working to constantly strengthen the connection quality and reliability of its network. Verizon Wireless, our people, our network.
For a German, the openness of American culture is a welcome contrast to my native land. But one aspect of American life is stunningly rigid. Everywhere I go, Americans approach problems with dramatically polarized viewpoints. Undifferentiated public dialogue charts a path to extremely two-valued opinions and decisions. I see this tendency in my teaching profession. Educators and policymakers have warred over two teaching approaches in isolation for years: skills and drills versus creative student-centered teaching. The dichotomy dominates our classrooms. The pendulum swings from emphasizing the whole child to an overemphasis on phonics. But experienced teachers know that a merger of both approaches would provide a wholesome education for students. Learning languages presents the same problem. For decades now, two rigidly entrenched camps have discussed learning English only versus building on the student's first language before teaching English literacy. The possibility of an early comprehensive dual literacy approach seems almost revolutionary. However, the phenomenon of two-valued arguments spans far beyond teaching. You're either with us in the war on terrorism or against us, rarely ups the crowd. Evolution versus faith has long been dividing Americans. Opposing camps pitch their tents at the poles of these questions, invest them with political and emotional qualities that make winning and losing essential to the irrational discussions that ensue. But the natural position a pendulum relentlessly seeks is at rest, in the middle. So balancing our decision-making process is desperately needed. Interweaving ideas into constructive coexistence doesn't negate those ideas, it strengthens them. A balance is not either or, it's both and. With a Perspective, I'm Klaus Übelacker.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.